Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Connections Radio. As you know, once a month we have our friends Mike and Brigitte that come on to do what's called the Saint Germain Radio Show. So we're really excited to have everybody tune in for this once a month show. To find out more about this show and other shows, you can go to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. We will be taking callers. Saint Germain will be able to answer your questions as channeled through Brigitte. And you can do that by calling in later, probably in about a half an hour or so, or you can call in anytime you want, and I'll just screen the callers later. You can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. So as always, before each show, I like to talk a little bit about each of the people that we have on. And we'll start with Brigitte, who works out of New Jersey/Pennsylvania and does some classes and teaching in New York now. And you can find out more about the different events that she has coming up by going to her website at lightbridge101.com. And make sure to check out all the great events that she has coming up this month. She will be channeling one of the Ascended Masters this evening. And we are so honored to have her on, just an absolutely amazingly gifted woman and has such a loving heart. So if you ever get a chance to work with her on the phone, through Skype, or in person, she does some incredible one-on-one work and when she's not teaching. And you can find out more about those services by going to her website. Channeling the music, as you heard in the intro, and we're going to have actually a couple samples of that this evening from our friend Mike. His website, which has all kinds of great music that you can actually download and listen to. And some of the events are actually recorded at the Lightbridge Center and are available for download also. And you can go to Mike's website at mikefnyderc.com. And if you missed any of these links, just go to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com to check out the links for each of their websites. Of course, my name is Mark Rawson, and you can find out about my services by going to Mark A. Rawson, that's rawson.com. And I will be, during the music this evening, I will be sending a blessing out to anybody who's listening to the show or who listens to the replays. It's called a Diksha Oneness Blessing, and it basically gives you what's for your highest good. And I'll be doing that during the introduction music this evening. So it's a great honor to be able to gift all of you with that that blessing. And with that, Brigitte.
Greetings, everybody. Hello, Mark. Hello, Mike. It's so good to be on this radio show again once a month, but always looking forward to it because it's such a profound time of gathering for all of us. As we all connect, even when you listen later to the recording, everyone creates kind of this gridwork of energy where we can create this incredible vortex of love and light that we are sending out into the collective consciousness. And I think everyone can agree. I mean, this year, it's been quite a year, 2014, all aligning with the divine source. 2014 adds up to 7, and 7 is very much about the alignment of the main seven chakras, the main seven initiations. There's tremendous power in the number seven. The seven chakras connect you to God, source, creator, all that is. So we've had to deal with a lot of things, facing a lot of our fears again, re-choosing, redefining ourselves continuously. And I'm pretty sure we haven't seen the end of it either, but every time that we choose again, every time that we move ourselves out of the darkness into the light, it actually does get easier because we recognize it faster and we are not as afraid anymore because we know that this too shall pass. So there's a certain sense of comfort in a knowing that there is a purpose behind everything. If you're still in the midst of a dark night of the soul, of course, you might think that I'm crazy, but I promise you, we can all say it, Mark, Mike, we all have been through our dark nights of the soul, and they do pass, and we come out of it usually stronger, wiser, more committed to our path, and more devoted to our passion and to our heart and to our heart's desire. Now, I want to send out a big message to everyone in the Philippines who was affected by the typhoon that hit over the weekend. Now that all of us are sending love, light, and good energy to you, that it's terrible that this is happening the second year in a row that strongly, that badly. So just know that you're always in our prayers and that all of us are sending a lot of love to you. And I hope all of the Philippines, those from the Philippines who live in the U.S., I hope your families are okay that are still in the Philippines. And that being said, this radio show is hosted by Saint Germain, who comes through us all in our unique way with Mike. Saint Germain comes through the music and touches you at the core of your heart, transforming, transmuting discordant energies within and around you. And when Mark holds the space for us, and then does the Diksha too. He certainly is connected with Saint Germain very strongly too, also assisting in transforming and transmuting discordant energies into the vibration of love and light. And then I bring him through words. He aligns himself, Saint Germain aligns himself with me and speaks through me to all of those who are listening to the radio show. And this is a very special time. I know I've said it before, but we are leading up to the winter solstice. And the winter solstice is on December 21st, and it is a time of ancient celebration going far before Christianity and all some of the other religions. It has always been seen as a time where the light is being born, since the 21st marks the longest night, and in that is very much the conscious process of bringing a new light in out of the darkness, out into creation. So often we are experiencing this time with dealing with some of our own darkness and our own fears. And some of us might say, but we've already dealt with it. Why is it coming up again? Why do I feel this heaviness in my heart and in my solar plexus? A lot of light workers who are very spiritual and very dedicated to their spiritual path have been talking about in the last 2 weeks about this heaviness in their heart and really feeling drained by it and feeling put down by it. And here, just a small little reminder that as much as you're an individual, you're also part of the human consciousness. You're part of the human soul. And so as you walk the path of initiation, you open yourself up more to your divine self. You become more sensitive, more psychic, more able to feel and see and sense things that before weren't readily available for you. So you are feeling a lot more. And in that, during this time, especially during the holidays, there are a lot of people that feel a lot of sorrow. Consider that what the medias are presenting to you is that vision of the perfect family and the perfect Christmas celebration or the perfect time of gathering during Thanksgiving and whatnot. The truth is that not for everyone it is perfect. Friends have died, family members have passed on, and sometimes this holiday can really remind you of the past and the loneliness you might feel actually having lost those that you really cared for, or feeling that there is not the type of abundance that you want to have and want to give those that you care for. You can't buy some of the presents that you usually were able to buy in the past because of the economy, or maybe it's some health issues that you didn't have before, and now suddenly you feel the limitations in your body and it feels very difficult for you. And so all of us are picking up on that. And so it is with the abilities that we have now, instead of taking it on and seeing ourselves as a victim of this darkness, this discomfort, using our abilities to send love and light into it, to start with your own heart and to consciously bring in the golden ray from the sun, from source, into you, into your heart, to bring light to yourself and then send it out into your surroundings, to act through love and kindness and peace. After all, these holidays are meant to be a festival of peace, to really understand your divine role here on earth is to be able to stand in that love and light and make a difference. And also be fair to yourself if you have had a bad day, to not get down on yourself and judge yourself for feeling that you've failed yourself, you've failed God, you've failed your spirit guide, but to remember that you're also human and that it's okay to be human, that it's okay to not always be perfect, because in your imperfection, you are more approachable. Others won't put you on a high pedestal. They will see you as someone who also has to put one leg at a time when they put on the pants and who also has their trials and errors. And I found in my spiritual path that through that honesty, through showing my vulnerability to others, that others were actually able to heal and come to peace with their own vulnerability. And the early way towards the higher realms is by allowing ourselves to be vulnerable, by opening up our hearts, by being willing to get hurt in the knowing that there's something so beautiful in us, this Christ energy, this Buddha enlightened mind, this higher frequency of God, who is great, all that is, that no matter what comes towards us, that light will provide for us, that it is stronger, that it cannot be diminished, that it cannot be destroyed. And so these days truly become a test in faith, in the face of something greater. And so we celebrate this time, not so much anymore because of religion, but really celebrating your own inner light that you give birth to. So this particular radio show very much is dedicated to the light that's in you that you're giving birth to at the winter solstice. And so allow yourself to take a moment and put your hand on one hand on your heart and one hand on your solar plexus, and to really feel now that in there, no matter how uncomfortable it was, is that light. It's within you, and nothing can change that. It is only a question of your own perception. And so all the work that we offer, any one of you out there, Mark, Mike, myself, it's all about empowering that light that's in you so that it can grow and become stronger and can change and transform the world around you. Because that's who we are. We are these powerhouses that are here on Earth at this time to change the awareness, to change the vibration, to change the light. And yes, sometimes it feels like hitting a brick wall. Truly are making a difference. We don't always need to know it or see it. Sometimes it feels like we are doing nothing. But simply the fact that we get up each day and we get out of bed each day and we do something, even if it's just making yourself something to eat and then laying back down, but you're still participating in life in some form or way, and that already makes a difference. So with that being said, I know Mike hates when I do this, and maybe I shouldn't do it to him, but Mike, I know you're going to move your are you there?
Yeah.
Great. I just want you to talk a little bit about your music, too, because music is such a universal language. And I just want you to explain to everyone the importance of music in one's life, whether it's now your music or music in general. Can you really just talk for a moment about the power of music, how it brings out healing, how it brings out enlightenment, how it brings about transformation, and especially the part where you're using the power of the sun within to in combination with your music?
Oh, sure. No problem. Yeah, so basically the power of music is, it's the one thing I like to tell people, it's very great thing to use in meditation, because a lot of times what happens if we try to go into meditation and pure quiet, sometimes we can do it, sometimes we can't. And sometimes, you know, there might be outside noises that distract us and so forth. So, you know, another advantage of using music in a meditation, you can always put on a pair of headphones and play some of your favorite relaxing music for a meditation. And depending on different kinds of music you listen to, it can really help you get deeper into yourself and help you release. I myself, probably one of my most favorite pieces of music CDs that I have is one that's Singing Bowls. And it's a very, very deep and highly vibrational Singing Bowl CD. So that's just one example of different types you can use for meditation. But the music that I do, I specifically start out on a very kind of a faster scale when I play the music in the beginning, and then I go into deeper tones and I go into higher vibrational tones as we get further into the meditation. And when I use that during a meditation, whether I'm guiding it or Brigitte's guiding it, we usually get to a point where you get to feel the essence of yourself a lot stronger than you would just in your regular waking consciousness. And when my music goes into these deeper, higher vibrations, it's a great opportunity to start to feel the light within your heart. And one meditation I actually just did recently did just that, where I led everybody into their inner sun, the inner light inside their heart, and expanding it. So you would expand your consciousness as you expand your own light inside. And the music kind of just reflected that. The music was almost the sound of that light just expanding. So it's just a brief little description, but I highly recommend using music for meditation, and I'm sure many of you out there already do and find that it's a very powerful tool.
Thank you, Mike. Awesome. And then Mark, with this Diksha, Mark, can you just, I mean, you align yourself obviously with the hierarchy of light when you do a Diksha. What actually takes place when you do the Diksha during the music? What you do to bring through this blessing at that moment?
Well, you know, thank you for asking, Brigitte. You know, it started when I got introduced to oneness, which really is, we call it a phenomenon, which is really, there's this movement that allows people from every background, every religion, every belief system, to basically have a connection with their God, you know, is probably the best way of saying it, in whatever way that shows up for you, in whatever way you believe. And it involves doing that without having to go through a second party. The Diksha blessing itself is really meant to help you to remove any type of illusion in your mind that there is a separation between you and God. For a lot of people who are energy healers and very energy sensitive, when I do Diksha, they basically tell me that every time it shows up, when I send them the blessing, they say it does something different for them, and it does for them whatever is for their highest good or whatever they need in that moment in their life. It could be support in some type of emotional, mental, physical, spiritual level. It could be to accelerate their spiritual growth and everything. So in this situation, what I'm doing when the music plays is I simply set the intention that this blessing goes out to anybody who's listening to the show or anybody who listens to the replays, and that it basically sends out what is for the highest good of the individual who's listening. And then as I do the energy and feel the energy come through and go out to all the individuals, I simply do a mantra in my mind so that I stay out of the way. And it's simply, I say the words, I am consciousness, existence, and bliss. And I just repeat that over and over again as I send that energy out. And for some people, it heals them. For some people, it spiritually advances them. And it does whatever each person needs. And it's a very beautiful energy. It feels a lot different than Reiki or other types of energies. And it has a very specific purpose of awakening spiritual people or people in general.
Beautiful. Thank you. Would you say then that setting an intent of the person receiving a Diksha would be a good addition to what you're already doing, or is that not necessary?
I don't know if I understand the question.
Meaning the person that receives the Diksha, should they set an intent prior to you sending, or is your intent that you're setting for the global enlightenment enough that someone doesn't necessarily have to set their own intent?
You know, I've seen it done both ways. I know when I've been around it, very, very advanced trainers who have given me blessings, they will actually ask me what it is that I need. You know, in one instance, I needed a job because I'd been out of work for 2 years. And then after getting the blessing, I had a job within 3 days. So, you can set that intention. You know, the other way I would put it is, you know, the blessing, you know, for the very simplest form, and I don't like to kind of cookie cutter it into this kind of idea, but for simplicity, I'll tell you the way it works for me, and that is God comes down and gives me whatever I need. I don't need to explain to God what I need. I think God has that figured out already. So, and most of the time, God understands more of what we need than we do, you know, because we think we know it's, you know, what we need. You know, for some people there is that feeling of, you know, I would like something very specific. I'd like help in a relationship, or I would like, you know, my health to improve, or, and, you know, it doesn't hurt to hold that intention in your heart as you're listening to the music. I mean, the music itself that Mike channels is so healing in itself, you know.
Yeah.
And there's just so many different energies that are coming in for people during the show. So you can either set the intention, or you can go on autopilot.
Hey, Mark, I just have a question.
What?
Oh, I just want to ask Mark a quick question. So if I were to want to put an intention out to some close family members of mine in particular, is that something I should tell you, or I can just do it on my own, even though they don't listen to the show?
You can kind of basically you can basically just do it on your own.
Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Huh? Oh, I just told Mark. I said I'll set the intention on my own that it goes out to them while he's sent.
Yeah, and we all need to also remember that we're an aspect of God, just creator, all that is. So when Mark talks about God knows best, what we're really talking about is your divine self, your divine I am presence, already knows the blueprint, already knows the path that is most ideal for you, that puts you in a place of love, joy, and peace. So the idea in our spiritual awakening is to open ourselves up further to that divine I am presence, so that we allow ourselves to surrender to that greatness that we are really part of, and allow ourselves to hear the guidance and see the miracles and see all these breadcrumbs that we are receiving on a daily basis to continue on the path that we are supposed to be on. So I just want you to see the concept of God, Source, Creator, that is truly as a little bit away from Christianity and more as you understanding yourself as an aspect of that greatness, so that you don't put yourself apart from God, but you know that you are part of that vastness that is God, Source, Creator, all that is.
Very well said, yep.
Awesome. All right, well, let's begin. For all of those who want to call in, realistically, the music part does go around 10, 15 minutes, and then Sync to Main will at least bring through information for 30 minutes. So realistically, we are probably not going to start answering phone calls until about 10 past 9 or 15 minutes past 9, but it would be smart if you already call in around 9 and just stay on board, just in case, you know, there's a bit of, there are a lot of callers. Not every night there are a lot of callers. It all depends on the night, so you might have no problem coming through either. All right. So I'm going to be quiet now. I'm going to leave it to Mark and Mike to do their magic. And Saint Germain, of course.
Thank you. Thank you.
Greetings, I am Sananda, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time. Saint Germain asked me to bring forth a message of love and the message of the Christ energy at this time of the winter solstice and the celebration of the birth of the Christ. And so I'm here now reminding you of the light within yourself. Yes, these indeed are the days that are shorter, the nights that are long, and there's a sense of coldness and rawness that many of you feel in those darker days. But the truth of this is it's the struggle that is going on within you. There's part of you that does not want to feel the darkness, that only wants to feel the light and the joy and the love and the celebration of the light. And yet be reminded that out of the darkness the light is born. So it is time for you to truly envision the darkness in a new way. We, the masters of the hierarchy of light, have talked to you many times about starting to use the new language of light, that the understandings of the past or the way things were perceived in the past are changing now. There's a new consciousness that every single human is giving birth to. And this is indeed very much a time of giving birth, not only the birth of the Christ, but the birth of the Christ within you. And so I ask you to take the time to go within that stillness of the darkness, to go deep into the stillness. And my twin flame, Lady Nada, very much represents that whole understanding of stillness. And both of us represent the sixth ray of devotion, because it is only as you quiet yourself, as you allow the outer activities to go away, that you can begin to hear your true inner voice. That voice that comes from spirit, from your own spiritual self, from your own divine self. And so it is allowing yourself to become that open vessel of the Christ love and the Christ light to enter you and to work through you to give birth to a new life. You see frozen lakes. You see the world covered with snow. You see the darkness, clouded even, not seeing the stars, not seeing the moon. And yet, in all of that, is a quietness, is a softness, if you truly allow yourself to feel that. It is as though a flame in the little crypt yourself, just like Jesus did the night he was born in Bethlehem. Allow yourself to be cradled by the divine feminine and the divine masculine, by the Mary and Joseph energy, and allow yourself to be held safe within the stable, within the embrace of nature. Allow the angels to come down and proclaim the birth of your Christ light. Don't reject it. Don't feel that you're unworthy of this, feeling that the only way to God is through Jesus, through the Savior. It is through the Christ within you. It is through recognizing that you truly are part of God's just greater all that is. You're part of life. You're part of creation. And so if you're part of creation, you also become the power of creation. And so bring yourself into this place of stillness. And bring yourself to that center that's in you. To that center of self that you can find in your solar plexus area. It is here where when you're weak, you feel that everything is overwhelming and that you begin to doubt your abilities and that you start wondering if you're ready, if you're prepared enough, or if the whole world is out to limit you and to punish you or to make you a victim. It is when your solar plexus is not nurtured or taken care of that you move into the victim energy. And so I ask you now, what does your sense of self feel like? Are you truly questioning your divine rights of being here on Earth at this time? Are you questioning your connection to the divine? Do you truly fear that you're not part of this beautiful, vast essence that connects everything? Of course you're part of it. And no matter how much you fear that you're disconnected, because you can't hear the voice of spirit, it doesn't mean that the voice of spirit is not there talking to you regardless. And you might think you cannot hear the voice of spirit, but you do. Sometimes in your sleep. Sometimes you're a person who acts in kindness towards you, who supports you in some surprising way. And sometimes it is for a bird chirping and reminding you that even so it might be winter right now, one day spring will come again and the beautiful green leaves will come out again and the flowers will blossom again, just like you shall blossom too. So take this time now. And envision with your eyes closed, walking this path through winter scenery. The lakes are frozen and it is cold, and yet you have a warm coat on, so you cannot feel that coldness. Because that warm coat is the coat of the Christ love. You all wear the mantle of the Christ. It has nothing to do with religion, but everything to do with your connection, your being a part of spirit, of the great divine spirit of all that is. So as you walk through this wintry night, it is quiet and it is still. And so I want you to really go into that stillness and allow yourself to fear the tension, to fear the discomfort, and to not judge it. To understand that even so you see yourself as one, in truth you are all one. And the difference is that you are connected to the trees, to the frozen lake, and to everyone on Earth, and to the stars, and to the planets, and to everything in the heavens. And so as you are connected, and as you are walking through that dark night, you can feel spirit calling out to you. And you can see a light in the distance. And so you follow that light. And as you move towards the light, you notice that others also follow that light. And that light represents hope. It represents a promise that all of this discomfort shall pass. And so you continue walking. And you know that this darkness, this coldness, this discomfort you're feeling is only a test of initiation. And as you allow yourself to feel it without judgment, as you allow yourself to feel this heaviness in the knowing that this is only the foundation for a beautiful light to be born out of, it no longer feels so heavy. It becomes lighter and lighter, and you recognize that it was only your perception, only your interpretation, only your unwillingness to compromise that made it so uncomfortable, so heavy. And with every step you get closer to the light, you feel yourself being uplifted. And this light takes you into a valley. And this light takes you to a small little stable. And you recognize the story. You recognize the stable. You know where you are. And you see those around you that also know that they are at a very sacred place. And the sacred place is not somewhere in Bethlehem. It is not somewhere in the past. It's right deep within you. It is a place that you yourself give birth to your Christ itself. It is within you where you are connected to the divine angelic kingdom who are coming down from the heavens, soaring and announcing out into the world the birth of the Christ light within you. And so take a moment and stand at this place of your own birthplace and allow yourself to merge with that innocent child that is within you too. Allow yourself to merge with that Christ itself that as a baby is within you. And so when the winter solstice comes, and when the celebration of the holidays is ahead, whether you are Christian or not, it does not make a difference. But celebrate, if anything, the birth of the light in you, the birth of hope that you represent, the promise to bring a higher vibration of love, joy, and healing into the world. That is who you are. And the Virgin Mary is not just the Virgin Mary. She is so much more. She represents the universal mother energy within you. You also carry within you. Man, woman alike, it does not make a difference what gender you are. You carry that universal mother energy within you that understands, that nurtures, that supports the birthing process of that light. And then there is the divine masculine, Joseph, the guardian and the protector, the universal father energy that is also within you, regardless of your gender. And so feel these two parts that are within you, watching and cherishing the light that is born from within your heart. And you are born to be a messenger and a channel of the hierarchy of light. All of you, in your own right, in your own unique way. For some, it will be for doing hands-on healing, through, for some of them, through your voice, through your music, through your dance, through your joy, or through having the ability to awaken something within those that you come in contact with. Whether it's through painting or poetry, there are as many ways to be that Christ light as there are humans on earth, as there are animals, as there are plants. Every unique flower, every unique tree is a representation of that Christ light and Christ love. Every animal carries it within him or her or it. And so you need to be reminded of that light that's in you every year. And every year it is born in you because you've changed. You're no longer the same person that you were a year ago. So every year you're giving birth to a different form of Christ itself, to a different form of light within and around you. So this celebration that is coming up is a celebration of you. Yes, it is a celebration of Jesus who died on the cross for the sins of humanity. And yes, there's much connected to that. And there's thousands and thousands, millions of people seeing it as the significance of the Christ as the Savior of humanity. But if you do not allow yourself to see the Christ within yourself, how will you ever see the Christ outside of yourself? See it within you. Feel that connection. Don't separate yourself from the Christ energy because you feel you're not worthy of it. Every single one of you, regardless of the religion, is worthy of that higher love. And that's really what the Christ stands for. The vibration of all-encompassing love, the kindness, the willingness to not always be right, the willingness to show compassion, to show forgiveness, and to allow others to awaken in their own time, in their own way, to not force yourself onto someone else, but to be in a place of allowance and patience. And all the great prophets, all the masters, all those who walked the path of enlightenment before you, walked the path of enlightenment by awakening to the Christ heart within themselves. And again, there are those from all religions who have that vibration, that incredible love is in them. Whether it is Babaji, or whether it is Mahatma Gandhi, or any of them, they have that, and still do, hold that kindness, that gentleness, that higher vibration of love. And so, be that upon yourself first. Be that kindness. Be that love. Be that patience upon yourself first. And now that the 21 days following the winter solstice from December 21st to January 11th, that those 21 days are very, very significant and profound days for everyone on earth. The veil during that time is very thin, allowing you to have a deeper understanding of your role within all that is. Allowing you, as you quiet your mind, as you enter this place of stillness, as you stop the outer activities, to truly feel and send out that light that is within you, to truly become the portal off that higher vibration for the world. And ultimately, if you're asking what your purpose is on Earth, if you're still wondering why you're here or what you should be doing, that is your answer. That is the only answer. How you choose to express it is up to you. But your mission here on Earth is to be and awaken and be that Christ love and Christ light, all in your own unique way. So when the darkest night is this year, when you are in that place facing that darkness, face it with all the love and all the light you can muster and merge the two into oneness. Because everything is part of all that is. And look at your trials in this year. And look at all of those trials with love and compassion. Even so they were uncomfortable. Even so they were painful. Even so they make you feel like you were put on the cross, just like the Christ was. It is an opportunity to go through this and to release it through love and forgiveness for self. And by doing so, resurrect yourself to a different form of existence. And that is what the sixth ray is all about, resurrection to a new life. And the only way you can resurrect yourself to a new life is by devoting your life to that, what holds most meaning to you, that what you're most passionate about. And the only way you can find what you're most passionate about is through stillness, is through the sensation that's in your lower chakras that so often get rejected, and yet they hold the key for your evolutionary path towards oneness. Your root chakra, your sacral chakra, and your solar plexus chakra, all of them hold a great significance as to what brings you joy, what gives you the foundation to be who you are within your root chakra, what gives you joy within your sacral chakra, and what gives you that true sense of self within your solar plexus, that no matter what is happening in the outer world, you know that you're an aspect of God, Source, Creator, all that is. And you hold steady to that knowing. And you hold steady to knowing that you're worthy of experiencing joy just for the reason of joy, no other reason, then you become not only the miracle worker, but the true spiritual peacemaker on earth. And that's what it's all about, bringing peace to your own self and into the world. The ingredients of the sixth ray are peace and aloha. And so they signify very much that concept that the only way that you can find peace within yourself is through following that what you truly can devote yourself to, what you're truly passionate about, what gives you that sense of self that brings you fulfillment. And so ask yourself, what have you been taught should bring you fulfillment? And what is it you fear brings you fulfillment? Even within the spiritual work that many of you are doing, you're being taught by others to turn left, to turn right, to do this, to do that. But they also only were the voices of your inner self, reflecting back to you what you think you should be doing and not be doing. But the question is that your spiritual self talking? Or are you sabotaging yourself, keeping you in a place of separation out of fear of your own magnificent self? So it's time now for you to truly step into your magnificent self, to not let anything stop you from that path. And so I invite you now, as you've done so before, to open yourself up to that star of Bethlehem, that beautiful six-pointed star from the heavens, to call it down into you, through your crown, and into your heart, so that it overlights that birthing place of the Christ light within you, and it can become a guiding post for you, setting an example for many others to follow that path. So feel it now. Feel that beautiful six-pointed star within you that symbolizes your beauty, your perfection, even when you feel that you're not perfect. It symbolizes spirit and matter merged into oneness, the holy, sacred union within you. And just like it is happening within you, it will also happen around you. And so as you embrace the divine feminine and the divine masculine and the divine child within you, as you embrace the Holy Trinity within you, the vibration of love, the vibration of light or divine truth, the vibration of power, something very magical can happen. You ignite more strongly the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness within you. And as you do so, let it touch every cell of your body. Let it become that burning fire that releases any negativity, any fears, any limitations. Let it become that torch within you that guides you on your path, that guides you on your way. Allow it to show you the path to liberation, freedom. Because true liberation and freedom comes from the releasing of the restrictions that you create, so the way you think or the way you believe you should or shouldn't be. Live in the knowing that you are love, and that because you are love, you also can be loved. You can experience being loved. You can experience being in a healthy relationship. But it starts with you loving yourself unconditionally, loving yourself, all of you, your human self, the young or old self, the masculine or feminine self, all of you. Love yourself. See yourself in that light. It is a light that cannot be diminished. And most importantly, see the true power that you hold, the power that surrenders to that greater you. And know, beyond a doubt, that there is no accident, that there is no victim, that there is no punishment, that you are in the midst of the storm of transformation that was preordained to take place in the most intense way at this time here on Earth, giving birth to a new consciousness, giving birth to a new human race. And this power, this sweetness of surrendering to something greater, something that knows that you always are at the right place at the right time, so that you too can live in that knowing. And you can relax. And you can allow. Because you no longer have to prove anything. You no longer have to push your limits. Because you know that you're limitless. And the only limits you're feeling are the limits that are necessary for your spiritual growth process. So feel your vastness now. Feel your connection to God, Source, Creator, all that is. Release, release, release. Allow, allow, allow. Simply be. And when those thoughts come up that tell you that you should be doing something, or that you're not good enough, ignite that light within your heart and send it into that thought pattern. That light of the Christ that is born in every human being and that is growing further and further, representing the second coming of the Christ. Now that I will be with every single one of you in the days ahead, walking across the winter solstice portal into the bursting of a new light, I celebrate with every one of you as I honor you for your willingness to be here at this time on earth, to lead the way, to write a new script. As the future is unknown, and to create every moment in your life a whole new tomorrow as you move along and as you make your choices. No matter what is being prophesied, no matter what you're being taught about the future, don't ever let go of the knowing that you are the creator of that future. Blessings to every single one of you. I will not be the one answering the questions that someone might have. That I will leave for Saint Germain to do. But now that I'm with you, filled with love and joy, and as I step back, we would love for Mike Snyder to play some music to allow the integration of the energies that I brought forth this evening. And if you, Mark, would like to announce the phone number one more time before we play the music, it'll be most beautiful. Blessings to all of you. I am Sananda, and it is Sean.
The phone number is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Go ahead, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike, for playing the music. I am Saint Germain. It is with much joy that I'm here at this time, too. I want
you,
to point out at this point, before we start with those who are calling in, I want to remind you of truly the significance of this time being a time of transformation. The winter months are always a time to go within, to go into this place of total stillness, as Ananda has talked about, and to recognize that in this stillness you are already becoming part of the power of creation, that in this stillness you are already beginning to set the seed of the year to come. And Sananda talked about the 21 days following the winter solstice. Those 21 days are very significant. They're a time where you prepare yourself for the celebration of the new years, to commit yourself onto the path that you're focusing on for the next year to come. You know, we often talk about setting an intention. Making a choice is at the core of transformation. Setting an intention sets a magnetic energy, a magnetic pull that brings to you what you're focusing on. And so when you begin to work more with the energy frequency of the evening, you're beginning to work more with the energy frequency of the vision of God, Source, Creator, all that is. And what is asked of you is to purify your mind so that you do not let the shadow from the outer world enter this mind and changing the way you think and see things about yourself or your surroundings, but that you are very clear in your intention and in that what you choose to let into your energy field and what you allow yourself to be within you as defining who you are and who you feel and who you choose to be. So it is about clarity. And with 2000, with the next year, with 2015, you're beginning much more to touch upon your spiritual self more so than ever before. 2014 prepared you for being touched by spirit more. It is not only that you're going to be touched by spirit, but you're going to create a relationship with your spiritual self that allows you to stay in constant connection. And your body obviously needs to be able to hold these higher vibrational frequencies without short-circuiting your wiring. So in this constant connection, there's an opportunity to truly bring about beautiful miracles in your life, beautiful revelations, beautiful writings, music, poetry, any form of creative work will be supported in 2015 greatly. And so now that all this difficult and heavy work you've done in 2014 has only purged you further and prepared you further, that 2015 becomes an opportunity to truly integrate your spiritual self into the life of matter more than ever before. And the energy of the Elohim will very much support you in this. So I very much advise all of you to start incorporating not only the energy of the archangels, but also the energy of the Elohim in your daily work. Are there any callers at this time?
Hi, Saint Germain. It's Mark. It's great to have you on, and thank you for everything.
Oh, it is my honor, my friend, and I always love working with all of you since you very much are connected to the Violet Flame.
Excellent. All right, we're going to bring in Kim. Kim, you're on with Saint Germain.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, my dear, it is my honor to support you in any way that I can. What is your question, my dear?
I would love to hear one thing that I can do to support my physical body at this time.
Now that your body is going through a detoxification and pushing it because you want to see it done and over with is not going to support you. This detoxification takes patience. In a way, I want you to see yourself in a form of rewiring. You're going through a rewiring so that you can hold the higher vibrations of love and light in a very different way. This has taken its toll on your physical self, yes, and it has created tension and pain and discomfort. But as you move along, as you support your body through the right form of meditation, nurturing, and also using times of rest versus time of activities consciously, meaning to truly live by the natural rhythms in your own life, then you will see that the transformational process will be less painful. There are times where you're still going against the flow, so to speak, when your physical body is telling you to do one thing, but your mind is telling you you don't want to because that means that you're weak and you don't want to be weak. Then you're not in alignment with your physical body and you're not supporting your physical body. And you're not weak in that way. You're simply going through a time of transformation and integration that asks you to be a bit more patient and to slow down a little bit more so that when the time of activity comes, you're ready for it. And a lot has to do with, as you learn to support and heal your own body and to see what works for your body, you will be able to assist others to do the same then.
Amen.
So be patient, be kind to yourself, and listen to your inner voice. You're very good in listening to spirits. You're not so good in listening to your physical self at time because of your impatience with your human self. And I'm telling you, you cannot move forward on your path until you make peace with your human self, because if you don't, you come from a place of separation. And many of you light workers do. You see your human self apart from spirit, but that is incorrect. Spirit is in everything, and it is especially in matter, too. It is not, and we don't help it when we talk about merging matter with spirit, but really within that is the awakening that spirit is what holds it all together, which is the blood of all that is. It is the ethos. It is everything. It is within everything. Once you live like that, then there's a whole new relationship that you will have with all aspects of your life. Does that help you, my dear?
Yes, thank you so much.
It is my honor. Blessings to you. And I am with you always.
Thank you.
And it is done. You're welcome.
Excellent. All right, last caller. Ginger, you're on with St. Germain.
Hi, St. Germain. How are you? Hi, Mark.
Greetings, Ginger. It is a pleasure to be with you. How can I be of assistance?
I see a transition going on in my life, and I kind of just want some peace with it, and I want to know that everything's going to work out the way it's supposed to, because in my third sense, in my 3D and being human, I'm arguing with it inside myself. But in my soul, I know that it's probably for the best, but I kind of just want peace with it.
You are a little bit at a difficult time. You're at a threshold where it is about release, letting go of aspects in your life that simply no longer serve you. And as uncomfortable as it is for you, because you are by nature an extremely loyal person, and you sometimes feel that by letting go of something that makes you weak, that you should have known better, you should have done something else, there should be another solution. But in this case, it is about total surrender, allowance, and letting go. So you are doing the right thing, and it is about not knowing that it's the greatest test for you. It is about allowing yourself to be in that cocoon of transformation, to be blindfolded, and to learn further to to listen with other senses than your outer senses. Listening with the inner senses. Developing an even deeper relationship with your soul through your heart. That's what all of this is about. And by doing so, you're bringing more of your spiritual self into you so that it can effectively create a whole new life within and around you. And so it is about alignment. It is about allowing more of your spiritual self to come in. But for it to be able to come into you, there's certain belief systems that are that you're releasing. There's certain things that, because you're changing your belief system about yourself, that are simply moving away from you. If you hold on, you're only going to hurt yourself. So this is about letting yourself to flow down the river of life and letting it take you wherever you need to be, in the knowing, in the trust, and in the faith that you are totally at the right place at the right time, and also that you cannot push this process. This is a process that has its own rhythm, its own time. Allow it to take place, and now that this too shall pass.
Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate you.
Oh, I'm always with you during this time, and I've always been with you, Ginger. It is my honor. Blessings to you, my dear.
You as well. Good night.
It is so.
All right, we're all set. Thank you, Saint Germain.
It is my honor. Blessings to all of you, and have an enjoyable winter solstice event and a celebration of the Christ, and very consciously set your intent for the next year to come, as you will be much more closely connected to spirit than ever. And it is so. Amen.
Always great music, Mike. Love it.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody who listened in. I hope you have a wonderful winter solstice and a happy holiday for those who do celebrate it. And hope to have you on next time, next year. Oh, my God. It's going to be next year already. This is crazy.
Very cool. Have a great night, everybody.
Have a good night. Love you guys. Take care. Bye.
Good night.